They're large, in charge, and in they're about to barge. Here are Cliff and Kendall!
Kendall.
Hey, Cliff. I don't know what that sound was I just made.
I thought you were choking on some sort of chicken bone, and then I realized you've been a big fat vegetarian for 12 years.
I know. I was choking on a piece of cake over here, Cliff. Sorry.
A piece of cake. Although, leave it to us to hack up a chicken bone that's been in the back of our throat for 13 years.
I wonder what that was.
I wondered what it was. And listeners are wondering, what the hell is this? This is Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 back in Busheltown.
Nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best. I think can somebody fax that to them? Because I think that should be their new slogan. They need to change it next year to nothing but the best.
I don't know why they wouldn't. They're like, well, then they'd kick us off the air.
That's true. That might be a catch-22. Can you cancel that fax?
Yeah, keep that to ourselves. Yeah, keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, just sit on that one.
Oh. Well, Cliff, we find our listeners once again here in Casablanca.
In Casablanca, we're still here. We're outside the Rick's Hideaway Hotel here in Casablanca, here at the courtyard, and we're having a yard sale, an old-fashioned American-style yard sale here in Casablanca.
I love it. We've just started to feel like we're at home here, and so we've just started collecting so much stuff from our Rye tour, and we just have so much to get rid of to make some space.
Oh, I know. So we set up some card tables, and I have so many. I don't know why I did this. Why did you let me do this, Kendall? All these cities that we've been to, Paris, Rome, Berlin, I could keep naming them. Cameroon, all these places
all
that we've been. And I would go to these gift shops, and I would get this t-shirt that's two sizes too small, because I thought it's going to be a reason to lose weight so I can wear this, tourist shirt from Cameroon, from Djibouti or wherever. And But I just cannot fit my big fat ass into them. So I've got two tables full of shirts I couldn't fit into that I just bought. They were all like $40.
I know the feeling. I was going to say, I got a whole closet full of reasons to lose weight.
What a feeling. Being obese now. Oh.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but then I've got some, what I did, I thought it was a good idea, because, I have a lot of underwear that has holes in it, that's been just worn so fine.
Holy underwear.
That's kind of like a bridal veil, because you can see through it. And yeah. What I like to do is I've cut them into scraps and selling them as handkerchiefs.
Oh, is that what I bought?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love how you got it sticking out of your little pocket there. Yeah. It's like a pocket square.
Just what I needed, Cliff.
Yeah, and that's a personal design that I left on there.
Look at that wonderful pocket square, Kendall. What a wonderful new look you've got going on here.
Oh, yes. It's very attractive, Kendall Bauer.
I won't even tell you the history behind it, but thank you for the compliment.
And your teeth, they're so white, boy. Oh, they're shining. You must have brushed them this morning.
I brush them every morning.
Oh, Kendall, that reminds me, hearing about your toothbrush reminds me. Charles the Contractor told me to tell you that he borrowed your toothbrush because he had this itch that he couldn't reach on the small of his back the other day when he was really sweaty, and so he borrowed your toothbrush to scratch himself, and I meant to tell you that before. Sorry. Hearing that about your toothbrush reminded me.
Oh dear, Kendall, where are you going? Oh, he just ran to the bathroom.
Oh no, how terrible.
Sorry, I'm back. Oh, gosh, that was horrible. Why would you play a terrible trick on me like that?
What trick? That's not a trick. That happened. It was just I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Kendall, we're almost 40. In 10 years, we'll be almost 50. I can't be expected to remember everything.
Oh, boy. Please stop talking about this nonsense.
It's not nonsense. It's disgusting.
No.
You should really stop Charles, Mr. Sunlight. You should stop him from,
now, Kendall, from
just
not,
being so out of control.
Let's just end it with these petty vendettas.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, Buzz, let's think about the holiday season and the season of giving,
Buzz. What a wonderful holiday it is. Oh, yes. That's a wonderful sentiment.
Oh, here. Yes. How would Christ want us all to act, Buzz?
I think he wants us to eat some desserts.
Yeah, this is a salute to desserts episode. Did you guys bring us something in here to inspire our topic?
Daphne, why didn't you not tell me it was about desserts? I would have made a full course of desserts for the boys.
I completely forgot Sugarlum. I don't know what I thought they were doing in here. I thought maybe they were playing cards.
Well, I'll try to see if I can whip something up for you really quick.
Oh, yeah. And hey, will you make sure that people get a good vantage point on all my tourist t-shirts over there that are too small for me? Because I really need to sell them for at least $35 a piece.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll see what we can do, but I'm not sure if $35 is the... What's your lowest price, dear?
If you can't get 35, I'm willing to go as low as 33.50.
Okay, dear. Well, I'll let them know. Crockpot, box the t-shirts up, please.
Oh, Crockpot, and take another box for my bowel stiffener.
I will.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
$35.
Kendall, I paid $40 a piece for them. I've got shirts in there from Tokyo that, say, hey, I visited Tokyo and all I bought myself was this lousy t-shirt. But it says it in Japanese, and so I don't know. So...
it could say anything. You're really buying just the quality t-shirt.
It was a quality t-shirt. It was a quality item. And for that, I make no apologies.
All right, good. Well, I hope that they sell, Cliff, but I'm sure that they won't.
They better. Now, Kendall, I want to ask you a personal question here before we move on.
Don't you go asking me about desserts.
Desserts.
Yeah, okay. Way too early in the
show. This is a pre-dessert question. Okay, so I've been watching all of these Married with Children's on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And so many of the commercials feature these, just these white straight couples who buy each other cars for the holidays.
And cars? Like a vehicle?
Yeah, like a Lexus or a giant GMC truck.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm wondering, are you shopping for maybe a Cadillac to send back to Susan at home or something like that?
Cadillac Coaster. I think if I ever bought a car without Susan involved, because we both drive a car, like that would be ridiculous.
Oh, was really? This is the trend for straight couples, Kendall. So I'm just letting you in on the QT. So Susan doesn't wake up Christmas morning looking for a new set of keys and got nothing.
She is not gonna be looking for no set of keys.
All right, Kendall, whatever.
All right. But now, getting to the more important topic at hand, desserts.
Let's get to the heart of the matter.
Why didn't we should have started with dessert. Why didn't we bring any dessert with us? What were we thinking?
Doesn't starting with dessert as a meal decision, wouldn't that sort of communicate to the youth and the children of tomorrow to enjoy what you've got while you've got it?
We should do that.
Let's do it.
I agree. Let's do it. Let's eat dessert first, damn it.
Yeah, parents out there, I challenge you. Let your kids, nay, force them to eat dessert first.
Challenge
and you don't
accepted.
Let them. Yeah, don't let them have those carrots until after they finish their moon pies.
Because you know kids are going to want the thing that you say they can't have. So they're going to be like, ooh, I really want those carrots.
If you forced them and said, hey, you have 5 Oreos to eat before you can have this green bean, what do you think they're going to want? They're going to beg for that green bean.
See? Nobody forced us to eat desserts. Look at us now.
And look at us now.
Case in point.
queso. I thought you were going to say something about queso, and I got so excited.
Ooh, I wish we had some queso, or work that into a dessert somehow.
Now, Kendall, speaking of other deep emotional things, do you have any big, deep emotional dessert memories that you just have to air on Ride 99 for posterity?
Oh, you know, I've always got some memories to air on Ride 99, Cliff. yeah, I mean, you know, my mother used to always make banana pudding. And I know
what kind did she make?
Well, it was the kind, because I know your mother makes it too, because I've had your mother's as well. And they're both completely different banana puddings, and I love them both amazingly the same. I want either of them right now. I would take the whole bowl of them. But my mother's was like vanilla wafers. And she would like put the vanilla wafers in, and they got real soggy with the banana pudding, and it had like meringue on top, and I loved it. I know your mother uses the big like crackers that go on top too, the graham crackers.
Well, but okay, the one that your mom made though was it warm?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's what my grandmother made that, and I loved that.
Okay, yeah, that is my favorite. God, I love it so much.
Oh, I was thinking the other day how I thought I've got to find a recipe for that because I have not had it that way. In so long.
Well, I've got my... Look, now we've went from hosting to just chatting. But I've got my the cookbook from the way my mother used to make it. I'll have to get it for you because I want to make... I haven't had any since my mom.
Well, yeah, we need to have it because I haven't had any...
Banana pudding party.
Of course, I always gave my meringue away because I never liked meringue.
Well, I only liked it if it was mixed with the banana pudding. I didn't like it by itself. It made me think of the eggs too much.
How could they do this to the eggs?
Well, now it made me think of like slimy, like egg yolk, you know, the egg, the clear part of the eggs. You know, it's just like whipped eggs.
I never thought of mixing it with, I guess that's what everybody else did. I don't know. I just always rip mine off and take this shit away.
You gotta have a bite of the meringue with the banana pudding, each bite.
Ooh, I don't like meringue. It's just like eating a really light packing material or something. Don't you think?
Well, that must be why I like it. It made me feel like I was getting more.
If I'm going to eat packing material, I want to eat circus peanuts. Do you love circus peanuts?
Oh my God, I love circus peanuts. My grandmother used to eat those. Like a chain smoker, she would just eat those nonstop.
I love those too. This episode really highlights how we're 100 years old.
Well, you think it's bad now. You just wait 50 more episodes. Well, how do we go from desserts to candies?
Well, isn't a candy kind of a dessert? Not the way we do it, but the way normal people do it.
I eat candy like it's going out of style.
I love it. I love all. Well, okay, so that whatever we said, banana pudding.
That about wraps it up.
Now, I love... How can you... go. How can anything be better than a blizzard, motherfucker?
Oh, blizzard. I could go for a blizzard right now, too.
Is anything better?
Oh, I don't... Not that I've experienced in my lifetime.
Of, like... Certainly, there's no fast food better dessert.
No, it's like a gourmet ice cream meal.
I'm talking like the Ritz-Carlton finest tort bullshit. Give me a large Oreo blizzard, bitch.
And they turn it upside down to show you how it's not going to fall out of the cup.
I know. Of course, I remember when I was...
Gets me every time.
When I was a kid, of course, I would try to turn it upside down like in the middle of eating it. And it would all pour out.
Oh, God. Well, I do that every time I eat it, but I turn it over right into my mouth and let it pour right in.
Oh, boys, do either of you have an extra roll of nickels? We're trying to make change here. One of Mrs. Butter 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 Churns, one of her spare doilies just sold.
Dear, are you sure I should be parting with it?
Now, you know, you said you had three others just like it, Sugar Lump.
Well, I know, dear, but what if the first two? What if something happens, you know, with Charles around and things like that? You never know.
Well, you know, I think it's good to divest of all these
good
things.
Good to let go.
Just to let go. I mean, Kendall, what are you letting go of, Kendall?
Cliff, I'm letting go of so much. Did you not see my table over there?
I saw your table, but I was too busy trying to fold my shirts the JCPenney way, the way I learned when I worked at the mall.
I did feel like I was at the mall when I was watching you fold those shirts. Like, look at that folding.
You thought, is that Chris Farley as one of the Gap girls?
Oh, and then reality hit me and I was in Casablanca all over again.
Right, right.
Now, on my table, I have all these cards that I bought at gift shops on our ride tour. You know, I love to collect playing cards so I can practice my magic.
And oh, I was hoping you had postcards, you know, those kind of like with people's like butts on them, or the really, really fat women on the beach, and it's like, wish you were here, you know.
No, I've got all those in an album. I'm not getting rid of those.
Oh,
but,
good.
My playing cards, you know, I love to like just keep all these different playing cards from all around the world, and I've like just gotten so many now, they won't even let me travel with them because they're like, what's in your bag, sir?
Oh.
Here, you could get rid of something more than just cards.
Oh, yes. I've got a long list of things if you're looking for recommendations from me, boy.
Well, everything else I own, I think I've let Charles borrow, and I haven't gotten it back.
Oh, Kendall's always Charles this, Charles that. Charles well, in charge, Charles not in charge.
Of course not. And you've still not answered my question. Does anyone have any nickels in here?
Oh, someone, no.
Oh, a customer. I think he was waiting to buy one of your decks of cards, boy, and he's gone. Oh, I don't know if he stole it
so?
Or simply put the cards back on the table. Oh, let's go check Kendall's inventory, dear.
Dear, I'm sure nothing sold. I don't know who would want to buy playing cards like that.
I don't know who would want them either, girl.
I don't have any nickels.
You don't have any nickels over there?
Who has a roll of nickels they carry around?
Do you ever have money? I don't.
No, I never have money. I have change in my console of my car. Like, you know, when I need to park or something. But that's the only place I have any kind of form of currency.
Yeah, I never have any currency either. And speaking of currency, Kendall, it is time. It's time for a current segment that I like to call What Would I Do?
Oh, currently, what would you do? Oh, God, that's
whoa. Yeah.
You, what I don't would know why you I do? Do it every time.
Kendall,
that's what I do.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that tasted like salad. Why do they always taste like salad?
I don't know. Kendall, as we start the What Would I Do segment, I've got to tell you. Let me tell you. Pizza. The pizza and me, the thrill is gone. I know we said it recently that it's just not even fun anymore. You just do it because you feel like you have to. It's like, oh, here we go again. Mamma mia.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Here's proof that I am exhausted by pizza, as fat as I am. Okay, I ordered one a few days ago, and there are 3 pieces that have been in my little mini fridge in my hotel room for almost a week that are now joining the other rotting food.
Oh, say it isn't so. The world is changing, Cliff.
I couldn't even finish it. I couldn't even finish it the next day or the next.
We are getting old. Do you have a fever?
I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore, Kendall.
I don't know who you are either.
I don't know.
Has Charles infected you with some sort of virus he's let loose in this booth?
I don't know, Kendall. I don't want to even think about it. The viruses I've... whatever. Kendall, I've got a what would I do for what would you do. Are you ready?
All right, I'll tell you.
All right, here we go, Kendall. Let's just say one day God, he releases a new Bible. And the new Bible says that humans can only eat pet food from now on. And you have to choose one kind of pet food to eat forever. So what would you do?
Well, I do think it's high time we had a new edition of the Bible.
Right.
I mean,
we need the Book of Ellen.
The
Book of Richard Simmons.
I haven't followed all the rules in the first one, so why would I follow all the rules in the second one?
Oh, my blast.
Or the third one. Or whatever.
Oh. I never expected that Kendall would pick D, blasphemy, for his answer.
I hope Mrs. Butterbutterbutter.
They're still trying to make change out there.
Good, good. We need some change.
All right. Well, Kendall, you have shown me that surprises are still possible.
What are you going to do? Eat dog food?
Eat dog food. I thought maybe I would just eat fish food and lose 1,000 pounds.
All right, Cliff, I got a what would I do for you? Cliff, you're just walking down the street in New York City.
Yeah.
Your old home away from home.
Right.
And you see Mr. Snod... You're going to see Mr. Snodbottom because he's got a deal with Sirius XM Radio.
Okay.
That's Sirius spelled I-O-U-S, not the other one. No. But anyway, it's to put us on the show everywhere. Cliff and Kendall everywhere. It's going to be bigger than Hula Hoops. Much bigger. Anyway, you round the corner and you bump right into who but Madonna.
What are you looking at?
And surprising, right? And she's just out for a stroll in New York. And she, you of course tell her you're a huge fan. She agrees.
And she said you'd be a huge anything.
I told you she agreed. I didn't say how.
Right.
But you gave her a little perfect pitch. And she was, of course, insanely impressed. And she says, you know, I need a new backup singer. And you've got it. Got what it takes. So she says, can you come with me right now to go to rehearsal? What do you do?
Well, it goes a little something like this. I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
I thought you were going to sing, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope, I was beat, incomplete. I've been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me, but your love thought out.
It was a good run, Cliff.
It was a good run. It was a good run. Hey, I would call you every night from the road. I'm on a ride tour. I'm on a Madonna tour. That's not going to stop our show.
I'm just living for love, Ken.
Yeah, I'd be living for love. And I would, you know, I would sing, we won't stop podcasting. And I would talk to her. I'd say, hey, you know, one of the great things in life is the Madonna live show. And they always start really late. And it always is like 2 hours after the time on the ticket. And so I'm like, hey, we got an audience sitting right there. What if Cliff and Kendall came and did 2 hours right before the show?
And we're going to have to pare it down, but we'll see if we can fit into 2 hours.
Yeah, because she's getting her eyebrows done and stuff backstage and warming up and things. And so I think that'd be a good time for us to, you know, do some things you should know with the Madonna audience. And
I love it.
We'll say, bitch, we're Cliff and Kendall. All right, Kendall, I've got one for you. It starts like this. Mr. Snodbottom is visiting a coal mine. He's trapped in a mine collapse.
Oh, no.
And Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and the rest of us, we're just despondent. But the only way to get him out is for you to sign the devil's book and give away your soul. What would you do?
Well, I know that Mr. Snodbottom would never want me to make a deal with the devil. He tells me twice a day, never make a deal with the devil. So I know that I could never do that or sign the devil's book. So there you go.
Kendall, if I am trapped in a mine, you better click that Bic and get over there with your Bic pen.
Well,
and you sign that name.
You've never told me. You, on the other hand, I know immediately would say, sign that fucking thing. So I would sign it and get
me
down
out
there.
Of this mine, you moron. Here we go. All right, do you have another for me?
I got another one for you. All right. Cliff, you're on a new dating app.
Oh, God.
We're back in Busheltown for this scenario.
Oh.
And it's this new dating app they have there called Ryder, spelled R-Y-E, of course. And you're swiping through, checking the app out, seeing who's on there, when a picture comes up of who but Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's just right over and smack over. And you're sure it's just someone has uploaded this picture of Jake, but you're like, well, let's swipe right, just see what happens. So you meet him over at Mrs. Pussy Bottom's All Night Pie Shop. And when he walks in, your breath is taken away because the only way you can explain to yourself what's happening is that this is Jake Gyllenhaal in front of you. And then, of course, when he says hello, he sounds like Screech from Saved by the Bell. It is definitely not Jake Gyllenhaal, but he is a doppelganger for him. What do you do?
I was just thinking I would tell him, you know, what can I do? Put me to work so that we can get you this Oscar. Let me work in the field office and, you know, put me on the ground. But I don't know. I'll just have to see how it goes. Play it as it lays.
I just have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tune back in for the answer to that one.
For the continuing saga of that answer.
All right.
All right. Kendall, let's see how this goes. All right.
All right, Clint.
Now, Susan is sad that you have been on an endless ride tour. And that
makes
she's
a lot of us.
Yeah, and that she's perpetually on a business trip. And so for a companionship, she gets a cat. But whoops, the cat gets your dog pregnant. What would you do?
Get rid of that cat. I don't even know what the options are for this scenario.
Well, your dog has a right to choose. And so...
I know, I don't know if he has a right to choose or not, so I don't know. Well, I get, you know, I guess I'd love the cat just like my own family.
There you go.
And welcome that pup cat into my life. And
wonderful.
Love it like my own.
Wonderful.
There you go. That's
and
what I do.
I think to myself, what a wonderful cat dog.
Well, I do have one more.
All right.
You've got the stomach for it.
I've got a gigantic, big, flapping stomach for it.
Well, Cliff, you and I, speaking of big stomachs, we're out on our way to grab some food. And there just happens to be a really odd, super cold front that's been around. And there's huge snowstorm. Huge.
Yeah.
That we're walking across this large field. We get into the very center of the field, and then all of a sudden the ground starts to break and crack beneath our feet, and we realize we have walked right out into the middle of a big frozen lake.
Oh.
And our combined weight is pressing right down the middle of the center of the lake. And the cracks are just continuing to form and reach out in all directions. What do you do?
I guess we just die. We just, we go down.
Bring it on, Dad.
We go down the way that we went up. Sassy. Fat and sassy. Tells we just sang some big hit of ours. I don't know. One of the big ones.
See, now if you'd have just read the new Bible, you'd have known that all you'd do is sign the devil's book and you'd have been fine.
Oh, well, I could sign the devil's book. Yeah. I'll do that.
That's always an option.
I'll do that then instead.
All right. And let me just drown.
Well, listen, you could sign it too. I'd hand you the pen.
All right, fair point, Cliff.
Fair point. All right, well, listen, I hate to break you off in the middle of a fair point like that, but I've got to go see what Mrs. Potter Butter Burton. She is so upset about something out there. I've got to go see. Oh, I've got to take a break and find out.
What's happened now? Okay, we'll be right back.
This has been a great show so far, and I'm told it only gets better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I know a place.
Where life is good.
A brand new place.
In your neighborhood.
Come to my place.
Where dreams come true.
My saving place can save a lot of dollars for you.
My saving place.
Refueled and ready for hilarity, Cliff and Kendall are back.
What a feeling.
What a feeling.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Sorry. I was having a Paris, France over here, and it just started coming up on me. Sorry about that.
It just goes right through you.
Well, it's just such a lovely day out here in the courtyard of Rick's Hideaway Hotel, and you know, seeing
these. I can see why they call it a hideaway.
Yeah, the people as they paw through our belongings and stuff. I almost sold a shirt while we were out there during the break. I had one customer, but I don't know what it was. I think it was because it was blue and she was looking for like a purple shirt.
And you didn't have a blue one?
No, I had a blue. She wanted purple.
Oh, she wanted purple.
Yeah. So you can tell why she was such, it was such a conundrum for us all. I hope the listeners have got it straight.
I know, you know, a lot of people come up to my table and they're like, I wanted red cards. I'm like, well, I have four decks of blue over here.
Four decks of blue? Why'd you buy all those damn blue cards, you idiot? No, of course, what I'm thinking...
I gotta throw them a lot.
I can't believe how upset Mrs. Butterturn was over what that thing that Mr. Snodbottom sold.
Oh, I know. Well, it was very dear to her. It was Funky. Well, it was dear to Funky. It was Funky's Tickle Me Einstein doll.
Well, it was cute, but you know, the mustache had worn thin and his little suit coat had, I think it lost one of its elbow patches, so.
I know, but you know, I'm real sentimental. I get attached to like a fork. I'm like, well, we've had that fork for 10 years.
Gonna take a sentimental so I'm such a hoarder. Journey. Gonna hoard a bunch of forks.
Kendall, all this baggage.
There is just no help. For you, I don't think. But Kendall, that's not what could be said for German chocolate cake. Can you know, do you know that it's not even from Germany?
What?
Yeah.
We've been lied to our whole life.
Oh my God. You almost fell over because you were sort of almost standing up there for a second. I should have told you to sit down. Because German chocolate cake, it's only that because Sam German, just some old American chocolatier, was baking chocolate into the cake. It's named after some guy.
What? Oh, I feel so used.
You have been used. Used and abused.
What about white Russians?
They're really black Filipinos. Get this. This is something that is true. In 1999, Sweden designated October 4th as Cinnamon Roll Day.
Oh, now that's something I can get behind.
That's something I can get in, get why, in front
what
of.
What day is it again? I want to put it on my calendar.
Yeah, October 4th. And it, oh, it's what because a good day. Cinnamon rolls were invented there in Sweden.
Oh, I'm sad we missed it. We should just celebrate, posthumously.
We're going to have to do a lot of things posthumously. Kendall, yeah. First among that, we're going to have to lose some weight posthumously.
Well, that's the first time we're going to lose some weight is posthumously.
Yeah, I don't really have any sort of hope of doing it before then.
I have no other plan laid out at this point.
Now, Kendall, do you remember this? All right, this is a tidbit you will remember.
This.
Before Red Velvet Cake became just so popular, because didn't you realize how just it blew up a few years ago? Suddenly, Red Velvet Cake was everywhere. Did you notice that?
Well, I did, because now I loved Red Velvet Cake growing up.
Okay.
I always loved Red Velvet, and so I remember when everybody started liking it, it made me real mad that I was like, this is my cake.
Well,
but I liked that they started putting in everything. They started making like Red Velvet milkshakes and Red Velvet crackers and cheese puffs and whatever else. But,
oh yeah.
So
well, Red Velvet Ben and Jerry's was so good. It was so.
Ooh,
good.
I haven't had that.
Well, I don't know. It may have been limited batch, bitch.
Oh.
But okay, but so Red Velvet Cake before it was so popular a few years ago. Of course, it made an appearance in one of the great films of all time. My favorite movie of all time, Steel Magnolias, as a bleeding armadillo groom's cake.
That's right. Oh, I could really go for a bleeding armadillo cake right now.
Yeah, and Weezish comes over. She says, that looks like an autopsy.
It Weezish.
But did you? Yeah, then that happened later.
I know, but that's my favorite.
I know half of Busheltown can give their ID to take a whack at Kendall. So, but no, okay, I only ever experienced red velvet cake because my stepmother's family, one of them would make it at Christmas. But that, oh, yeah. But nobody else in my family. We were all too busy eating hot banana pudding.
Well, I ate that too. I had multiple things on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
We really like to load it up. Have variety.
If anything can be said of Cliff and Kendall, is that they like to load it up.
Well, we've loaded up this show with desserts.
We have, and I'm not done, Kendall. I am not.
Not by half.
Done. Kendall, did you know that the cream filling in the middle of a Twinkie is not cream at all?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know if I can handle any more of these lies that I've been told all my life. What is it? Chemicals?
It's Crisco shortening mostly with some sugar, margarine, and vanilla.
I could still eat one right now.
I mean, I could do a lot of things right now if I really put my mind to it.
Sorry, you said Twinkie and I lost every thought I had in my brain.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds so good.
It does. Who doesn't love a twink? So marshmallows are actually a plant. Did you know this?
What?
Marshmallows, they're plants.
What do you mean they're plants?
They're plants.
No, they're not. They're marshmallows.
Marshmallow is actually a plant and was used as an herbal remedy for sore throats during the wonderful Renaissance period. Kendall, if you think those Renaissance painters were idiots for using marshmallows as throat cures, then that's your business.
I thought you were telling me like those marshmallows just grew on a branch or something.
I'm sure in some form or another that they did.
It's like they just every year they have the great marshmallow pick.
Now, I don't know if they grow in the miniature size or the bigger, but...
Well, depends on which ones you plant.
It depends. A lot of things depend on other things. Like, we as humans depend on other humans. And what I'm depending on right now is you, Kendall, and... Uh-oh, we've got to get this couple in here, because we've got to do some hot subjects.
Ooh, hot subject.
All right. Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Hot subject, are you sure, dear?
Oh, no. We've only just come to terms about Fonky's Tickle Me Einstein doll. Oh,
dear,
no.
Well, I was very, very distraught, dear, and I just heard you talking about a marshmallow farming, dear, and it made me drift off into a wonderful thought of being a marshmallow farmer. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Wouldn't you want to be a marshmallow farmer?
Oh, it's a marshmallow world, girl.
I'll be a marshmallow farmer. Sign me up.
Well, Kendall, you're halfway there. You're a marshmallow. So, shit. Sorry, hot subject.
Hosting to roast.
The gun. All right, everybody just buckle up because I have a really hot subject here for you.
Where's the seatbelt, dear? Where's that?
Oh, dear. Oh, hear your jokes. They're so funny, girl. Oh, my.
Calm down, everybody. All right, a village in Thailand, they fill picnic tables with snacks and sweets for wild monkeys as part of what's become an annual birthday party for the creatures. Now, if the town of Lopburi, I don't know why we didn't go there, marked the annual, maybe when we make our next go-round through Thailand, let's go to Lopburi and see the monkey birthday party.
Okay, but I think that sounds wonderful.
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid those wild monkeys may have disease. Oh, and you know, dear, wild monkeys are always jumping on a bed.
Why does anybody ever put a table of food out for us?
Well, listen.
And say, come and get it.
Amen, because here's what they put out for these people. They fill these picnic tables with fruit, candy, ice cream, and juice for the monkeys.
Approved.
Approved. I want one. And footage from the event shows the monkeys visiting with members of the crowd and even some climbing on the spectator's head. I mean, whose head do I have to climb on to get a table of this stuff for our birthday?
Like a continental breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, I do love a continental breakfast. They have one here at the motel.
Oh, yes, I love breakfast. You know, they had that yogurt that I love. It's got the fruit on the top. I don't like it on the bottom. It's too hard to reach.
Yes. You hate it on the bottom, dear. It's so hard. You have to mix it up first before you can have any fruit at all.
Oh, it angers me so. Oh, my.
All right.
Well, we didn't mean to bring up yogurt.
No. All right, Kendall, do you have any hot subjects for the listeners and the rest
of us? I think I do somewhere over here. Right. Oh, yep. Here they are.
Oh, there they are.
All right. Cliff, the San Diego Zoo said that the birth of a Siamang. What is Siamang?
I don't know.
The Siamese? An ape came as a surprise to zookeepers, especially since the mother was on birth control.
Oh, no.
They're scandalous, dear.
Oh, you know, they say it's never 100% effective, only abstinence.
Well, that, it's not proper etiquette to talk about her birth control in the air, dear.
Oh, no. But
it's a news story.
Oh, we wish her well, even though she may have made some mistakes in the past. Oh.
Okay, well, they said Eloise, she's a 37-year-old type of gibbon that had been on chemical contraception for several years after having six babies with her mate, Unky. The zoo said the surprise baby was the first one of its kind born in the zoo in more than 12 years.
Well, I mean, that's a blessed event.
It's a very lovely blessed event, dear.
Oh, yes. Candle boy, see if you can find
Praise
the
Lord.
Address for this zoo. Oh, dear, we've got to send something to the baby. Why don't you knit this ape something to wear? Oh,
what a wonderful idea. I'll get working on that at once.
Oh, yes.
All right. Oh.
Well,
oh.
Maybe you should wait till the end of the weird news.
Yeah, put away those knitting needles.
Okay, yeah, I'll wait until just a few more minutes, dear. It's just a little too intense in here.
All right, well, here is something else that reminded me of Cliff and Kendall. Okay, another hot subject. Because what but a wild elephant wandered into a Chinese inn and spent about 4 hours feasting on corn and oranges? That sounds like something we would do. A member of the local elephant patrol team said he warned guests at his business to remain on the second floor when the animal wandered inside about 4:30 a.m. on Saturday. And the elephant spent about 4 hours feasting on corn, oranges, and other food stored inside the inn. And locals who are familiar with the elephant from previous incidents where the wild animal wandered near to homes in search of food, they controlled traffic outside just to let that elephant have its way. And everybody just had a gay old time, and it was just wonderful. And don't you just wish that they would allow us to do the same?
Oh, my goodness, dear. Could you imagine getting a phone call saying, there's an elephant downstairs. Please stay up on the second floor.
Oh, my. I can't imagine what I would do in that case. Oh, sugar lump.
Sorry, dear, I was thinking about the poor doll of Bonky's dear. It's terrible.
Oh, see, I knew you had that look on your face. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't want to say anything.
I apologize, dear. It's improper etiquette. So I apologize.
Nothing to worry about. We all have we all want Bonky to be happy and grow up.
Maybe we could contact this woman and try to buy it back.
Maybe you could. I mean, you know, did you run her credit card information or anything? You could probably find her address.
I don't know. Daffodil, did you run the credit card information, dear?
Oh, no. Oh, in fact, I think I forgot to get any kind of payment at all.
Well, my goodness, dear. That is quite a conundrum.
Well, listen. All right, let's put our mind at ease. Let's think about something else. Kendall, do you have any hot subjects to share?
I got a hot subject for you. Security cameras outside an Oregon store were recording when a man attempted to siphon gas from a U-Haul truck. He lit his own pants on fire. Portland Fire and Rescue investigators said the U-Haul truck and a van were found engulfed in flames around 7 a.m. Monday, and security cameras footage from a nearby store recorded the man fleeing the scene with his pants on fire.
Oh.
I think he was a liar.
Kendall, that man's burned butt is nothing to joke about.
Not proper etiquette, dear.
Oh, no.
It was just a pun. It was just being funny.
Oh, man. Oh, well, we need to make a donation to a burn center in his honor,
well, now,
dear.
He was trying to steal gas.
Who are we to judge?
Okay, sorry. Well, anyway, something ignited the gasoline on fire. Investigators said they determined the man had been trying to use tubes to steal gas from U-Haul trucks when the fuel apparently got ignited. I think I already said that. But anyway, that was
tubes.
A weird news story.
I can't believe it. Tubes. That's like, you know how owls' eyes are tubes? That's all it reminds me of.
Every time I think of tubes, I think of owl eyes.
Yeah, whenever I'm at the hardware store, I'm like, where's that aisle that has all these owl eyes? I mean, tubes in it.
What tubes, dear?
Oh, I don't know what they're talking about. I was just thinking about when Fonky grows up and graduates college. Oh, I knew it would be with honors, dear.
Oh, you, of course it will be. She's such a smart girl.
She is so smart.
So smart.
And, I mean, I just want to thank you all. I want to thank you for making this a great segment of our show.
Well, that's so wonderful, dear. Thank you, dear.
Oh, yes. Why, you're welcome, boss, anytime.
All right, well, would you please go there? Because somebody is looking at my shirts, and I think they might want that one from...
Oh, dear. Yes, I'll be right there, dear. Those are $14, dear.
No, $34. $34. Damn it, oh, I hope they don't go for $14.
Oh, he's buying like five or six of them. Look at that. She's selling a lot of them.
Oh, they 34 apiece, 34.50.
Let it go.
Oh my God, I could still fit it. It's a one from Spain, I think, that he's buying. Oh, I could have lost weight and got into that.
Now, what do you think about? Let me just say this. What do you think about key lime pie?
I just want
to get it out of the way right before the end of the show. You like it?
I like it. You don't like it?
No, I like it. It's all right. I'm not a huge fan of like lemony lime in my desserts, but it's not my favorite. I was just wondering what you thought about it.
Well, I like key lime pie. What I don't like in my desserts, and they can stay the hell out, is actual fruits like an apple pie or a blueberry cobbler or something that I don't want.
I could eat a blueberry cobbler, but I'm with you on the hot apples. No. Mm-mm.
Hot apples.
I don't like hot apples.
Oh, that reminds me of that time I ran out of baby powder.
Hot apples.
Kendall, well, finally, for the last minute of our show, do you have a minute?
I got one for you.
One.
But
minute.
Just
put
one.
A minute on the
just
clock.
Just one. Okay, hold on.
Kendall, just one. All right, so listeners.
Hey, Siri.
We got 60 seconds.
Is that a timer for a minute? All right, we're good to go.
Dizzy doesn't listen to you. She doesn't take orders from you.
Oh, she didn't. I don't know why. I don't know how it works.
Oh, Charles the Contractor wanted me to tell you that he used your phone the other day because there was this bug that was walking all over some pieces of something that he was eating. And so he used your phone to squish it. And maybe that did something to Siri. Maybe it put her out of business. So, but anyway, Kendall, I'm glad that our minute is still going here. We've got a little bit of time left in the minute. Kendall, did you know that in Hollywood, are you ready for the hot news?
I'm so ready.
Kendall, did you know that Netflix, they're just going to make a new show all about all those old Roald Dahl books? Did you know this?
Oh, the Roald Dahl?
Yeah.
Roald Juror?
Rural juror. It is a rural juror.
I did not know that, though.
Yes, Matilda and Willy Wonka and whatever else. They're all going to be in
it. Are they cartoons or what? Are they animated?
I don't know. I had the writers sniffing it out all day. And I can't.
I was just curious.
Tell you anything else. But it's just all about all of those things. And I don't know if it's going to be a series of movies or if they're gonna just mix them all up, you know, into one big long stupid thing.
Mix them up
like they do sometimes. In other news, in Hollywood, did you know they're remaking What But The Witches? Did you know this?
No, I did not know that.
They are. They're just remaking it.
Let's remake it all.
Remake it
let's
all.
Just go all through the book.
Oh yeah, there are no new ideas anywhere. They are also making another Willy Wonka movie about where he came from before the chocolate factory.
Oh, the backstory.
The backstory. Ooh, everybody needs to know. How did he get the idea for lickable wallpaper? How did he do it?
Who's playing him? Do they know?
I don't know. They don't know. Who knows? These days, probably.
Come on, writers.
Maybe Idris Elba. Kendall, there's a new Robin Hood in town. Have you heard?
A new Robin Hood. No, I did not hear her.
Big news at the box office this last weekend. Robin Hood came out, but nobody went to see it. Can you believe?
Oh my God. Actually, I don't know. Can I interrupt your minute to tell you what happened?
We have 30 seconds left, so okay.
Okay, so I went with Susan over Thanksgiving break. We met up in Casablanca here, and we went to see Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, God.
You don't like that?
I fell asleep during the first one, so maybe I would love it if I stayed awake.
I like it.
I reserve judgment.
Well, and I like the second one even more than I like the first one. But anyway, we went to see that, and I had, of course, had to go to the bathroom, and Susan went ahead with me without me into the theater. And I was walking under the sign, and I just passed under the theater number. And when I looked up, I saw the sign for our movie, and I went in, and I like went in the movie, and it was like, started, and I was like, this doesn't look right. But I went up, and I went and like looked for my seat, and they were all empty, and I sat down, and I was like, where is Susan? And I realized I was in Robin Hood.
Oh.
So I had to get up and walk back out and then go find Susan in the other movie.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you in these Casablanca movie theaters, you don't even know how to get your way around.
I know. Sorry. I had to interrupt for that special report. Now back to you, Cliff.
No. I don't know how you just draw a map like I did, because I have to go back and get extra butter halfway through the popcorn bag.
Well, I just leave a popcorn trail.
Trail. Right. Well, see, you were an eyewitness to the bombing of Robin Hood. Then nobody was in that theater.
Nobody was in there.
Nobody was. I didn't even, you know, I don't know. There's no better Robin Hood than that old Disney one where they're foxes.
Yeah, well, that's the only one I want to watch. Or Prince of Thieves, or the Men in Tights.
Yeah, Men in Tights, not Prince of Thieves. I don't want to watch that one. No thanks. I'm done. Kendall, lastly and not leastly, somebody else is coming back because there are no new ideas. Woody Woodpecker. Can you wait
Woody
for it?
Woody Woodpecker.
Are you excited?
Oh, I know somebody that's going to be excited about that.
Oh, who?
Susan has had the perfect impression ever since high school, and she always wants to use it. I'm like, that's not relevant anymore.
Well.
Now she'll be so excited to bring it back.
Well, listen, you better get on the Skype with her, wherever she is, and tell her that...
Work on that impression.
There are some new Woody Woodpecker shorts coming to YouTube. That's how they're going to get the kids involved. Sending them straight to YouTube, well, where the kids are.
That's all the kids watch, with the phones right in front of their face.
They are. You know, kids aren't like us. We, you know, have our favorite podcasters, but kids these days, they only have their favorite YouTubers.
Well, if only we could afford the bandwidth for YouTube.
If only, if only. That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, if only they'd start watching our YouTube when we were on Busheltown Hello.
I know. We've got our old episodes of Busheltown Hello. They're on YouTube. We guest hosted for a week. There's a fantastic Christmas episode that we did. We snuck back in, called some people. We, you know, had Terry the Temp in the office one day. She put us through. And so it's on there, too. They're just... fantastic, and we were so young back then, and it was all right. Oh, look, here they come back in here. What are they coming to say at the end of the show? Who? Well, here they come in. They walk. Oh,
hello, dears. Look at what we have, dear. Look what we found.
Oh, I can't believe it. I think someone left it. I think someone who stole all of your cards, Kendall boy. He left this shiny
what?
New quarter. Oh, and it's made in a wonderful year, 2014. Oh, don't you remember that year, Sugar Lump? It was so wonderful.
What happened now? What are you saying?
Oh.
All my cards are gone for a quarter?
Oh, maybe it was a fellow magician boy. Oh, he made this quarter appear.
Where's the rest of my money? Can he make that appear?
Oh, of course, that boy. It's magic, don't you know?
You know how much I spent on those cards?
Oh, now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, how much did I get for all those shirts over there that sold? Because I saw you piled them in that one fat guy's arms.
Well, dear, I had to have a significant discount to get most of them to sell.
What?
I did start with the first one. I had to make an executive decision.
Oh.
The first one was I started selling the first four for $15, dear, but then after that I must admit I had to reduce it down to $2 or $3 a piece to get them to really move off the shelf.
What about those old underwear pieces for napkins?
Oh dear, I put those in the free pile, dear. Those went like hotcakes.
Oh, I saw many of them blow away toward the alley.
Oh my God.
Oh dear, well I thought they were flying. I knew they were flying off the shelves. I just didn't know how.
Oh my God. Well, this has been one yard sale. One heck of a yard sale.
We made a little bit of money and we got rid of a lot of things we didn't need anymore. I think it was a wonderful success.
Oh, yes. It was a rousing success, dear. And Kendall boy, I went into your room and I took out a few more of those things I thought you could do without and gave them away to some of the passersby.
Whoa. What things did you take?
Oh, we'll talk about it all later, boy. You'll thank me. Oh, of course.
I feel thankful already.
Oh, well, there they go.
That's the spirit. There. Here, let's go. All right, well, this has been a show, Cliff. It's been a show.
Oh, my God. All those shirts, Kendall, they were all $40 a piece. They were all embroidered.
Look at this quarter I have.
Quarter, but at least your quarter's from 2014.
Oh, what a wonderful
my
year.
Shirts. Oh man. All right, well, I've got to get I don't know. I'm gonna go to a gift shop in Casablanca and buy another shirt. I'm just so mad.
I'll go with you. I gotta get some cards.
All right, well, this has been Cliff and Kendall.
That was us,
and now it's over.
We'll see you next week.
All right, I'm Cliff,
and I'm Kendall.
That's it.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
What a feeling.
Whoa, what?
Hot apples.